Music.
Life.
Style. Lifestyle. Music. All come alive with Ian Scholes, your guide to popular culture. And now, here's Ian.
Reggae music. Reggae music comes from Jamaica. Reggae is the product of a poor, oppressed society that ignores its own repression, calling their own island Babylon, with amused dismissal more than contempt, melancholy more than bitterness, displacing their own oppression with a vision of Africa as the Garden of Eden, the place they truly belong. And then people like me hear it, tell you about it, more and more rich white Americans hear it, and bored LA musicians travel to Jamaica to cop that pure reggae sound, as slow as a hot swim, as sweet as the scent of magnolia. Reggae is one of the last sweet things left in the world. Nothing sweet ever gets left alone. Bitter British musicians caught reggae, turned it into anger. After all, broke British working class kids don't even have Africa to look back to. They know what British history is. Just as porno movies make us long for the imagined innocence of strippers, and video games make us long for pinball, reggae music makes us wish the world were a perfect place, a world where bad guys exist merely so the heroes won't get bored. I know parents don't like their kids to listen to reggae music because it extols the so-called virtues of marijuana. Well, listen, my memories of marijuana are black lights and candles and racking coughs, some long-haired jerk who turned the music off, blow out the candles, and ask some mind-blowing question like, who were you before you were born? Then turn the moody blues back up real loud and leave the room. Obnoxious, yes, but nothing for a loving mother to be afraid of. Comic books, movies, video games, drugs. Listen, kids have to throw their quarters away on something. The only thing free in the world is sex. Believe me, kids today would much rather spend money than have sex, despite what the moral majority and Planned Parenthood say in their little leaflets. Give kids money. Money is simple. Sex is complicated and has consequences. Consumerism has no consequences. Everybody's so worried that something or other will have a bad moral effect on our young that we're hell-bent on removing all nightmares from our lives so that we'll go the way we seem to be going, a prepackaged world of liberal and conservative consumers with prepackaged opinions, leading lives of terminal jet lag, living in airports with quick phone calls between flights to assure everybody we're on the move, on the go, sneaking quick glances at Time and Newsweek to assure ourselves the world's still intact. Quick glances at the New Yorker to assure ourselves we still have a culture. Various camps of self-righteous, frightened snobs locked in a political death struggle while the real victims of the world stand in welfare lines somewhere in the battle zone under the jets, wishing they could have opinions. They want to be rude. They want to talk with their mouth full. And they cling to the few genuine pleasures untouched by critics and parents in this wretched world, like comic books, like action movies, like physical pleasure, like reggae music. I gotta go.
There are many waves in the currents of culture. Catch them with Ian Scholes. It's all rock and roll to him.